What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber, and it's Friday the 15th? It's a Friday. Are you guys excited about your Friday? Okay, who's kind of excited to get fucked up today? Like, who's just... Did anybody else wake up like, today's the day I'm gonna have, like, you know, 7 or 18 beers? I think I wake up like that most days, which is, you know, not the best way to go about your mornings. But here's what happens to me is, when I get up in the morning, I like to get shit done. Like, I gotta get things going immediately. And whenever I have downtime, anytime that I can waste doing something that's not gonna make the rest of the day productive, like if I have, like, in 2 hours to kill, and I spend an hour and 15 of that jerking off, you know, that's not the best way to spend the rest of my day. Because that kind of just puts... What happens to me is if I jerk off too early in the day, it's like running with one of those parachutes behind me. It's like I'm still going to get my work in, but it's going to be a lot harder the rest of the day. Does that make sense? I waste so much time doing that. So what I have to do is I have to push through that. Unless it's been 3 or 4 days. Then you just got to, you got to get that nut in. Because if you don't get the nut in, I mean, the decisions you make for the rest of that day should have an asterisk by them. Like, I'm shooting shots at girls that don't even live within 1,000 miles of me right now. And not even girls that live back in LA, where I also live some of the time. I'll shoot shots at girls that live in Canada. Dude, there's an embargo. You can't even go up there, man, for anything. But then for some reason, I think it's a good idea to be like, so, that's kind of a fire pick of you in a bikini. You want to hang out in 2021? Why am I like this? Well, Blair, it's because you know, haven't been in anybody in a while. So maybe you should just... accept the fact that that's just where you are currently at. I don't know. Yeah, that took all of, what, a minute 30 to start talking about boozing, jerking off, sex, potential sex with foreigners. Man, I am just... Dude, you know the thing that's annoying as shit about having a podcast? I mean, other than the fact that I'm spinning my wheels, wasting my time, getting paid to do this, you know, getting paid to not, I'm not getting paid at all to, see, can't even speak, dude. Can't even fucking get through a sentence. Let's just back it. You know what's annoying about having a podcast? Is when people know you have a podcast. I mean, they're not paying for you at all, but they just know you have it. And then they tell you what you should do to get more listeners.
Hey Blair, you know what would help a little bit is if you cleaned it up a little bit, then maybe you could get that demographic of people that want to listen to it with their kids.
Yeah, dude, if you're listening to this with your kids, bad parent. Bad parent. You're the kind of parent that, like, your kid skins his knee and then you cut off his arm. Bad parenting. Don't put this on with your kids around. I don't know. I shouldn't have to say this more than once. But okay, look, that's a little bit, that's not very nice, I guess, to say. I mean, no, about the parents, I stand by that. But like, people, if people care enough to give you notes as they were, it means they care about you. Like, they want you to succeed, and they want you to be better at what you're doing. Let me fucking raise this camera up just a little bit. There we go. Yeah, Blair, you talking about technical difficulties? You bet your ass I am. That's so much better. Why didn't I have it that set? All right, we're going to push through. We're going to push through this part of the podcast where I'm struggling to say words, to have my camera set correctly. We're going to push past this like we do with all things. Setback, fucking comeback. Also, I'm kind of just waiting for the mailman to roll up because the windows are open, and I know he's going to come here and drop off the mail right when I say cunt really loud. There's no way around it. And then this will be the house that he's like, that guy says that C word. All right, going back to what I was saying before about people giving me notes. First of all, I appreciate that you're actually listening, okay? But if you give me notes with the tag of, well, make this change and then I'll keep listening because I didn't like what I heard and I will not be going back for more. That's not how things, I mean, thank you. Thank you for listening to one episode. And look, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But don't go in there and try and tell me how to change the thing. You know, you wouldn't walk into Nike like, those runners you had, they weren't that good. Let me tell you how to fix them. And they'd be like, okay, what should we do with the shoe? You just come at them with, you know, no actual shoe making ability. You're just going to talk out of your ass. Like, well, if the heel was slightly less of an inversion, and then the laces were then half as much as they were, then maybe if you added some more pinks to the... Yeah, get the fuck out of Nike campus. You're not allowed here anymore. Jane. Kyle. It's always Kyle. Like, I appreciate... that you're listening to one, but I mean, you're not helping when you say clean it up, because that's just not, it's, you have to commit to what you love and what do you think is funny with this. If all I have is myself, it's me alone, dude. I got no one else to go off. I'm going to have guests. Sure. I'll have a producer one day, maybe, but right now it's just me and my mind. Shut up, loudest truck in the world. It's 25 miles per hour on the street, and he's doing 35 in a truck carrying propane. Is it the best idea? Is it the best idea? Take my bang energy because I'm out of my. Usually I have pre-workout in the morning because I'm a fucking meathead. But I ran out, had to order some on Amazon, and now I'm supplementing it with Bang Energy made by Redline. If you don't know what Redline is, it is. It's illegal, I think, in most states. It's like 1,000 milligrams of caffeine per like shot. It's like 16 5-hour energies in one. Redline. It's like their slogan should be Redline. Do you want to bleed out of your eyes? Ah. Their slogan should just be Redline. Ugh. What was I saying? Yeah, people love it. Look, all I have is me to do the podcast. And my mind, yeah, it goes in these directions that are, I don't know, not suitable for children. But that doesn't make me less of a good guy. What drives me crazy is when people hear you say fuck, shit, cock, balls, cunt. They hear you say all those words and they're triggered. And they just like, I don't think you're being the best version of you. Why? I mean, you can go all day and never swear and then go home and say some racist shit to your wife and kick the shit out of her. Oh, you're a better person than me because when you beat the fuck out of the person you said that you loved, you didn't call her a cunt when you did it? Shut up, dude. You're not better. People just, it's the lowest common denominator when they just say shit like, I would be more into what you were doing, but... You just said fuck too much. You just said fuck right there. You're a bad person now. You're the same as me. Okay? You're the same as me. Get off your high horse. Now, if someone's being respectful and they're like, I got kids around. Okay, sure. I never cuss in front of kids. All right? Or if it's someone who I actually love and respect and care about, and I know that they don't care for me speaking that way, then I won't do it in front of them either. I mean, I still get it. People think that I talk this way. On the podcast, I talk this way in other social settings. I'm not a fucking sociopath. I can understand, like, I understand social cues, okay? I'm not gonna walk into CVS, what's up, fuckers? Like, that's not how, I should shut that window, though, just because it's not my house. Yeah, you can't be saying what's up, fuckers, in a house that you don't pay the mortgage on. also, whenever somebody brings up,
you cursed so much.
Where are your bodies, dude? Show me your freezer. Show me that big freezer that you have in your garage that's duct taped all the time. Yeah, let's open that up. How good a person are you? Plus, it's cathartic. If you're someone who hasn't said fuck in ever, go outside and say it. I mean, not to like a stranger or a minority. That's racist. But just go out, just say it. Shout it into a pillow. Actually, don't even do that. Don't muffle it. Okay, it's like putting a silencer on a shotgun. It's still loud as shit, and it's not doing as much damage. And it's limiting its spread. You want to spread that shit, okay? Man, I think people are tired, too. Like, don't you get... Aren't you tired of... There's so many rules, right? There's rules all the time. It's and I get it. We're a society. We're fucking not, you know... We're not primates. We do live according to rules, and that's what makes us better than fucking, you know, animals and shit, right? But at the same time, don't you get a little bit exhausted of being like, oh, I'm in this place and I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't do this, this, or that? Because that kind of, and if your body is telling you to do it, it's like when someone never swears and then they get mad and they swear like crazy. And it's like, I have so much emotion that I can only express it with these words that people call foul. It's like, okay, maybe if you just said them all the time, you wouldn't get to the point of getting so worked up that you would have to scream fuck at your kids. Do you guys get what I'm saying here? Biden-Harris, 2020. It's so annoying to me when people will decide to put like the shit out in front of their house, you know? They'll put like the this is who I'm going to vote for. They put that out in front of their, like, in their yard. And it's just virtue signaling, right? Unless it's Trump 2020. Trump 2020 people, it's so divisive that they actually believe and they actually vote for them. Right now, anybody, not anybody, but a lot of people that are putting Biden-Harris on theirs, is just someone who did a lot of racist shit in their teenage years and is now like, hey, I'm for this one too. I'm for these guys. Obama 2.0, even she's a woman, so it's like voting for, you know, whatever. People just, I don't know. It's like, why? It's like you just want to show off to your fucking town that you're like, this is where I'm at, and I think that your shit is bad. It's like, dude, when do we stop appreciating differences? Like, I can see someone who doesn't agree with me about, I don't know, politics, cussing, a take on how, on the Seahawks. It doesn't matter. Like, I can see someone have a different viewpoint from me and then be like, okay, yeah, I see what you mean there. And I don't agree with you, but like, maybe we can have a conversation about this and maybe move into a different direction together, but still apart, right? What I mean by moving in a different direction together is mean like you're having a conversation about something that you both agree you disagree on. Agree to disagree. But then the conversation shouldn't just shut down. Like, you're not going to learn anything surrounded by people that all think the same things that you think. Don't live your life in an echo chamber. Then you don't ever grow as a person. Then you stay the exact same from fucking 16 to motherfucking 40. Blair, did you have to go really hard with the motherfucking on that? Yeah, this is the cussing episode. Dude, here's how I know I've gained a little bit of perspective, right? All right, so I was at the, you know, getting a lift in, and I went by the weight room where my high school, old high school. Shout out Lyndon. Go Lions, dude. Sports are pushed back. It's okay. We still have, you know, berries. So we got the berries out here. Is the berry season over? No, those will never stop. But football's canceled? Yeah, it is. Sorry. Virus. And for the longest time, we have this, there's this big picture in the weight room. And it's from when my high school team won state football. Has been. Blair, are you going back in time on us, Blair? Are you going to do a little bit of some has-been shit? You're going to go back in time and talk about how great you were? No, I'm going to go back in time and talk about how much of a cunt I was. All right? So even like within the last, I don't know, 5 years, I would see these pictures, right? And it's a picture of the sideline as we won, right? And for the longest time, I was like, fucking, I'm not on there. Can you guys get me on there? I did so much for this. Can I not be a part of the picture? That's just so much more for. And then I realized, this is like in the last couple years. That's the best picture because a lot of those guys didn't play at all. At all. Right? So what do they have to show their kids? Like, oh yeah, well, I was on this team and their kid's like probably a little shithead. Like, did you play, dad? And you're like, fucking, go to the high school, look at that picture of me. Fucking looking awesome. There's no pictures of anybody else. And I was, and that's why it's awesome. Because like, you don't get to have all the shit. Okay? You don't get to be the star, MVP, state title winner, all this bullshit, and get a picture of you with your fucking cock hanging out like, I'm the best. No, dude, you got to have some sort of humility and grow a little bit as a person. So I see that shit. I'm like, fuck yeah. Those guys were so, they were more hyped when we won than I think even I was. And they weren't even playing. Those guys are just better dudes than me. Man, if I was around those guys right now, I would fucking hug every one of them and then suck their cocks. I wouldn't. I wouldn't hug them. I would just blow them and get out. Thank you. Next. I'm kidding. Unless they were hot, you know? Unless they were hot and COVID negative. HIV positive, COVID negative. Shove your cock in my mouth. I mean, what do you want me to tell you, dude? Like, we can't have fun? I swear to God, people are allergic to, like, enjoying themselves. Like, we're gonna die. Can you enjoy some shit? Like, what do you like? You ever ask someone what they like and they can't, and they don't know right away what to say? Like, you...
Blair, what do you like?
I like beer. Beer's cool. I like getting a little bit drunk. I like being in the sun, like having a nice tan. I like the way my head feels after I shave it, right after I shave it, so it's super smooth. It feels kind of like the tip of your dick. I like that, okay? I like when a hot, hot female is wearing disgustingly tight gray leggings, and you can see the outline of her cooch, dude. I like it. I'm sorry, okay? Or I should be more inclusive. I like when, you know, I like when a dude is wearing like Rocky type, like cutoff shorts and I can see his asshole. Like, so come on, guys. Like it all. Be more inclusive. Some people don't even know what they like, man. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, yo, it's like that, you know, you can relate any moment you're in to some hacky quote you've heard a million times, but then you can't even appreciate it till it's actually, you know, applicable to your current state and you're, you know, you're an adult. But there's like, I forget who fucking said it. It was find a thing you love to do and then let it kill you. Dude, if, what are we doing here? Like, we're on the clock. We are constantly on the clock every day. What'd you do today? Did you get better at anything? Did you do anything you enjoyed? I mean, and then some of that stuff is just you in your own mind. Sometimes you have to just go, you know, inside yourself and be like, I don't really enjoy cleaning toilets or cleaning, you know, my dad's shower. But he's going to pay, I like money. He's going to pay me money. And I like progress. I like that I'm focusing on this thing. I put a podcast in and I scrub. And yeah, that's not the most fun thing in the world, but I can trick my mind into enjoying it. That's the key, man. You can't just let a shitty task ruin your whole mood. You gotta fucking be bigger than that shit. And welcome to my motherfucking TED Talk. Blair, talk about cock some more. I don't know. We can shit. I don't need to preach to you guys. Oh, shirts. Fuck yeah. Just so you know, stencils come in the mail this week. I ordered the t-shirts. Well, I didn't order. I'm gonna order them today. I'm gonna order the t-shirts today, and I'm gonna start fucking printing them up. And you know what? They're gonna be fucking dope because all of them will be different. All right, smalls, mediums, larges, XLs. My boy, Big Jake wants an XL tall. Don't have those, Big Jake. I'm sorry, but I will go 2XL for you. And I hope. And then I'm just gonna have to, you know, give it to you. And then you're gonna. And I'm gonna need you to. I'm going to need you to, let's just say I'm going to need you to drop like 80 to 100 pounds. When you're done being a professional athlete, then you got to lose all that weight. Okay. Then I'll give you the shirt that'll fit you. But yeah, I'm going to fucking get them going, man. I'm excited. I'm going to make these shirts. I'm going to charge you way too much money for them. But because you support me and the podcast, I'm giving you all this free content. It's how you're going to give back. Pay it forward. That movie fucking sucked, by the way. If I help this person, then he helps three people, then they help another person. You know, after two people, they're like, thanks for the coffee, kid, but I'm not going to go help a homeless guy. All right, so hope you don't die. And then he dies at the end. Oh, no. People don't like kid death, which I understand. But I'm going to make t-shirts up. I'm going to start getting them out. Shipping will probably, depending on where you are, shipping will only cost like $5. So it'll be like 25 for a t-shirt. And if you want a super extra, super duper special one, you want a soup special t-shirt, super de doop doop, then you got to just, you know, pay a little bit extra. Which is, I mean, come on, dude. I mean, fucking, do you want it to be awesome or not? The answer is yes. You want it to be awesome. Dude, you know what I just rewatched for, I mean, you ever have movies where you've only ever seen them in, like, installments? And it's, like, back when we used to always watch cable and shit, a movie would be on. Like, you never just rented Drumline and watched it. But if it was on TV, you would watch different parts of it, and then you kind of put the piece together. And then when you watch it as a whole, it's just not as good because Nick Cannon fucking sucks and he hates the Jews. We can't trust that guy, all right? Take his job! He hates the Jews! He's, you know what that means. It's like when Deshaun Jackson got in trouble for saying anti-Semitic shit or whatever he did, or he wore a t-shirt that was pro-anti-Semitism. And then I guarantee you that guy had no concept of what it even was. No concept of what that people could even dislike Jews. He thought they were just white. Oh, you're white people, right? You guys don't have subsects of that. You're just fucking whites. Probably what he thought. Blair, you're not giving him enough credit. Well, if I give him too much credit, then he's fucking just racist. Then let's just not go there, huh? But here's what I'm trying to get at. I watched Tombstone. If you haven't seen Tombstone, it's the Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, OK Corral. It's based on true events. And it's with Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer. And there's fucking Bill Paxton and Sam Elliott. There's so many stars in that. It's crazy. And I'd never seen it in its entirety. And I watched the movie. And, dude, I couldn't believe. You know when a movie's trying to have every line be like a memorable, a quotable line? Like Gladiator's kind of like that, where it's like every single thing out of some main character's mouth is something that you would have saw on that YouTube video. How great I am! Where like every single line out of his thing is quotable, and they're like, that's inspiring. But it's like, people don't talk like that. It's hard to buy into. But dude, in Tombstone, every fucking thing out of Val Kilmer's mouth was just 10 carat, 24 carat cock gold. It was amazing, dude. Oh, and it was old. I love when you have like an older movie and yeah, maybe some of the effects aren't great. It's shot at like a different level that it would, things are shot now because the cameras are better now, obviously. But man, I know it's good when I put my phone away. Like I'm not even, like my phone buzzes and I'm like, no, stop. No, not now. I got to watch this. Or your cat scratches on the couch. You got to, you know, just punt him off the back deck. He's a cat. He lands just fine. I'm kidding. Would never kick that cat. I would kill him though if he was hurt. If he was injured and it was life threatening, yeah, of course I would have to. It's a mercy kill. Come on, guys. Get your fucking heads out of the gutter. But Tombstone, dude. It is, I'll be your Huckleberry. That's not even how he sounds because he's from New Orleans. And I'm watching the movie. And I'm like, and the thing is Doc Holliday has tuberculosis, and apparently that can kill you, right? Because back in the day, that could kill you. And you see him just getting sicker as the movie goes on. And as an idiot fucking consumer of content, I was like, does he have to die? Like, come on, can he just not die? And then anybody smart would be like, dude, this is fucking, he died in real life. He's a real person. Like, it's based on true events, but, you know, he did die of that thing. So this is kind of how the end was. So I know I want him to just sprout like a bionic dick and pull out a machine gun and mow down these stupid cowboys, but that's not what really happened. But then another part of me was like, well, fucking Leonidas didn't kick guys into a massive hole and shout this is Sparta either. So we can take some liberties with what really happened. But I mean, it didn't matter. At the end of the movie, I was still like, I'm so satisfied. My feelings were hurt because there was death, but then there was justifiable murder. Is there justifiable homicide? Is that a thing? I feel like it is, right? Dude, so many movies are just based on revenge, and we always are just cool with it, right? Like, no one, if a movie was about a guy and his brother gets killed by an asshole, and that guy's like, I forgive you, it's like, that would be the worst movie ever. But what we want to see is the guy, his brother get killed, and then he goes on a rampage and kills the other guy's entire family, including his kids. We've seen Sicario. That's what we want. Even though, like, I don't, you know. I mean, no one's killed anybody in my family before, so I can't really speak on that. But it seems like you're better off just being like, I'm over it. Fucking who gives a shit? I don't care about anything, though. That's not true. I don't care about tigers. That's what I should have said. I don't give a fuck about tigers. If all of the tigers were gone tomorrow, nothing would change. That's what I like to ask people. All right. I really like this. Okay. Let's say if that thing was apples. Say you love apples. If all the apples were gone tomorrow, no more apples, how much sleep would you lose that night? Would you not sleep at all? Like, well, you know, would you sleep a little bit? Would you lose like a couple hours of sleep? Would you be up all night? Like, fucking, I love the apples. When was the last time you ordered apple juice from anywhere? Would you buy apple juice? If it's gone, it's gone. Like, you don't really give a shit. You just like to know that things are there. That's the thing with tigers. I've never even seen a tiger. I saw Tiger King and they were abused. I don't think we're handling the tigers well. Let's just put them out of their misery. Misery? Put them out of their misery. What are they doing? Like, what do they do for you? They don't do a single thing. If they're all gone tomorrow, bye. I guess we'll make CGI ones. I've seen more CGI tigers than I've seen real tigers in real life. The both number is, you know, zero. Okay, it's not more. It's the exact same, but you know what I mean. If shoes were gone tomorrow, I would lose some sleep because I got soft feet. I want there to be shoes. I would be sad about there being no shoes. Birds, fucking get them out of here, dude. Get up, round up all the birds. Put them in a cage and light that cage on fire. I don't give a fuck. But what about eagles? Fuck eagles, dude. They're majestic. Yeah, fucking until they attack you with their claws and peck out your eyes. If there's a war, birds against people, I'm not leaving the house. I'm buying all the guns. And actually, you know what I would do? I would leave the house, just be like, where are they? Where are they? Go, go, go. I don't like birds. What else do you think would be a thing that you would like to not be? Like if this was gone tomorrow. Okay, how about this? You listen to the podcast, right? You have a way to get a hold of me. All of you do. All of you have my direct line on Instagram. You know exactly where to find me. I want you to send me an example of something that if it was gone tomorrow. Two things. If it was gone tomorrow, you wouldn't lose any sleep. Something that, and be honest with yourself. Like if pandas are gone tomorrow, how much sleep you losing? Fucking zero. Send me one of those. Something that's like you think you should love, but you don't. And then send me another thing where if this was gone tomorrow, you would lose, you would not sleep that night. Okay? One and two. Now, do I understand that there will be one person who sends me this? Yeah, I do. But I'm trying to get in the habit of having more fan. You guys are my fans. God, that sounds so fucking just masturbatory. to just say, "Oh, my fans." Yeah, dude, you're fucking just, you listeners, you like the show. Fans, fuck, that's so dumb. What a narcissistic thing to fucking say, Blair. I got clients. Like a lot of personal trainers. Thanks to my clients. Don't call them clients. What are you fucking them? That's what escorts say. But at least they have some sort of rapport with each other because they can be like, this is my client. How do you know each other? He fucks my ass for money. Blair, you've been laughing a lot lately. Yeah, I'm laughing alone, dude. When was the last time you said something so funny that it made you laugh alone? Well, you probably aren't clinically insane like myself, but that's okay. That's okay. That's what I'll do. I'll have a teacher to say, first round, just run it back. Second round, that's okay. Blair, are you sure it's okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Dude, and also before I get out of here, I just want to say something about, you know how once something becomes, once you've seen something happen enough times, it's no longer like that impressive? Like backflips. Remember when anybody could just do a backflip, when no one could do a backflip, and then a guy did a backflip, and you're like, holy shit, he fucking did a backflip. Dude, people are doing double backflips now. And also, all the guys that were doing backflips back then were just cheerleaders. It was just cheerleaders that were like, let's go, fuck your team, flip. And then they do a backflip and they go to their other boy and they all have their wrists taped. And they're like, fucking backflip time. 3, 2, 1, backflip, fucking bah. Fucking cheerleading, bro. It's a sport. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not a sport. Then why am I wrist taped? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, weak wrists. Sam? It's always a guy named Sam who's on the cheerleading team. Shout out cheerleaders. Here we go, Lions. Our team is tick, 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 tick. Boom. Dynamite. Boom. Dynamite. Let's go. Let's go. L-E-T-S-G-O. Let's go. Backflips aren't impressive. Dude, there are guys doing double backflips now. Standing doing double backflips. Imagine you're the guy who's like, I can do a backflip. And the guy next to you is like, I can do two of them. Fuck. Like, that's how you got laid at parties. I think Kyle's going to hit a backflip again. And then Sam walks up like, nice job, pussy. Double backflip. I saw a guy do a backflip the other day. Well, I didn't see it, but it was on Instagram. He did it without even bending his legs. Didn't even bend his knees. My knees hurt. Hope he blows both ACLs out, honestly. Because if you can do shit without bending your knees, a backflip without bending your knees, what kind of goddamn witchcraft is that? Also, do you want to come hang at the party? I think it'd be cool if I got you there. So every time a girl was like, I'm going to leave. Well, fucking Sam will do a backflip. Do you want to stick around and watch that? I think I'm good. How many guys do you think have been laid off of backflips? Come on. Like, there are dudes out there that are, like, doing backflips into water. They're even worse. Watch me do this gainer into the water. Yeah, you're not landing it, dude. You didn't stick that gainer. Gainer! Whatever. 34 minutes? 33 minutes? That one feels pretty good. But fucking backflips, dude. I don't know where to go with it. Okay. Here's the thing about, let's fucking round off this backflip thing.
Let's round off this backflip thing real quick, Blair.
Come on, Sam. Go for it. It's one thing for a cheerleader to hype up the crowd. It's another thing for them to hype up each other. It's like, come on, man. Why are you down? I don't know, dude. It's fucking, you know, Sarah left me. You know what make you feel a little bit better?
What?
Hit that backflip with your bro.
Man, I can't.
You can do it, dude. We can do it together.
All right, man, let's fuck it.
They start taping their wrists even more.
3, are you ready?
They're like right here, like looking at each other. They're like,
are you ready, dude?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Fuck you. And then one guy slips, falls on his neck, and now he's paralyzed. Gross! Don't make fun of paralyzed people, Blair. I'm kidding. I don't want anybody to ever be paralyzed. That's what we should cure. Paralysis. That should be top of the list. Cancer, put it at the bottom. We've already given up, right? Paralysis, I think we can conquer that one. I think we can take that one down. All right. Happy Friday, you fucks. We did it. Do you feel good about it? Rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching on Spotify, screenshot it, put it on your story. And you know what? If you're listening on Spotify, screenshot it and send it to me. Just tag me. Send it to me. Fuck. Also, if you're the person that like reaches out about the podcast and I just like your comment, it's because I'm probably taking a shit or I'm jerking off or I'm doing both at the same time. All right. We feel good about it. I feel okay about it. I feel better than okay. All right. Cool. Good. Everyone in the room feels good. We're good. We're good. We're good. All right. Eat shit. Don't eat. Don't do that. Don't do that. Have a lovely weekend. My name's Blair. Ooh, that was the regal sign-off. Ooh, ooh!